The Lord be with you.
And with you,
sir. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to them, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the marks of the nails in his hands, and put my fingers into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now, a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your fingers here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord, my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
St. Paul says in his first letter to the Corinthians, "If Christ has not been raised, your faith is in vain." So what proof do you have that Jesus really rose from the dead on Easter? Well, if you only allow, let's say, scientific proof, science is not really the place to ask this question, because what experiment would you design to see, to prove or not that Jesus rose from the dead? It doesn't really fit into that category. But so let's just talk about proof by itself. Then all we have is an empty tomb with burial cloth still there. By themselves, these did not prove that Jesus rose from the dead. It proves only that his body is not in the tomb anymore. And we don't even have the original tomb anymore. When the Romans figured out that Christianity was going to be a problem for them, they completely obliterated the tomb and the surrounding area in hopes that people would forget where they were and forget about Jesus. The thing is, when a place really is supremely sacred to people, they never forget where that spot is, and they pass that down to their children. After Christianity was legalized, they built a church over the spots where Jesus was crucified and buried also. It is called the Church of the Holy Sepulchre and resides in Jerusalem. Even though if you go there, you know the original tomb is not there anymore, you do know that you are in the place where it was. But as I said before, an empty tomb is not enough to prove the resurrection. So it's going to take more than that sort of proof that he is alive. Well, what kind of proof did the people of the gospel have today? The most important proof was that he started appearing to his disciples right from the beginning on Sunday. Now, there's proof. The friendship that the apostles and first disciples had with Jesus continued through meetings with him, a number of them, something they could see with their own eyes. So if you had been one of those first disciples, there would be no doubt in your mind that Jesus actually rose from the dead, right? The problem is, no one here belongs to that privileged group of first disciples. All of them are dead and have been for a very long time. Even if we would be willing to accept the testimony of one of them secondhand, there are none around to give that testimony. So is there anything or anyone left that could speak about the authenticity of Jesus' resurrection? I would like to submit that there are many people alive in the world today who know that he is risen. And we call these people the church. People who are true disciples of Christ experience him regularly. In prayer, in the sacraments, in the church. That's the reason why Thomas didn't believe them. He wasn't with the apostles gathered as church on that first Easter Sunday morning. The gospel makes it just says Thomas wasn't there. He was there the next Sunday. That's this one. However, he did experience the risen Christ 1 week later. Did you ever wonder why it took another whole week for Thomas to see? Well, what happens on a weekly basis for Catholics? Mass. We have Mass on Sunday, right? Why were the apostles and disciples gathered once again in that same place? They were having Mass. And Thomas missed the first one. In the Gospel today, Jesus breathes on the apostles like God breathed into the clay and made men in Genesis. So Jesus breathed into the disciples and recreated them as the church. We are descendants of the people who were either original disciples or who were evangelized by them. So in that reading today from the Acts of the Apostles, you heard your own history. And that history continued. The church grew in size and importance in the world. She fed the hungry, preached the gospel to the furthest corners of the world, held over 30 ecumenical councils, like what happened at Vatican II, the first of which is also recorded in the Acts of the Apostles. That was called the Council of Jerusalem. She produced innumerable saints, St. Justin Martyr, St. Cyprian, St. Patrick, St. Nicholas, Francis, Bonaventure, Dominic, Thomas Aquinas, Thomas More, Paul Mickey and his companions, Edith Stein, and on and on and on. A cloud of witnesses that not only is Jesus alive, he is living with us in his spirit. And his spirit has been animating the church to be what she is called to be. For those with ears to hear, the church has been shouting through the centuries that Jesus is risen. What about those who do not have the ears to hear? Some of these people can be found in our own families. People say, why would I believe that a man who claimed to be God raised from the dead 2,000 years ago? Why would I believe an account in a book like the Bible? Well, that's where the rubber hits the road in terms of faith. Each individual has to come to terms with Jesus. It's usually not enough for proof of the belief of others to find the risen Christ. And we all know why. Because faith is really about having an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ so that you do experience him. In the end, it comes down to that. It's not something that can necessarily be seen. It's like Jodie Foster in the movie Contact. Remember that movie? She asks for proof for the existence of God. And then I think it was Matthew McConaughey said to her, "Did you love your father?" To which she replies, "Of course I did." And Matthew then said, "Prove it. You, scientifically." Again, that's not, you don't ask those questions of science. Even though both of the, well, Jodie Foster was definitely a scientist in that movie. Do you sometimes struggle with the relevance of God in your life? In my experience, what cures that is to have a prayer life and to participate in the church and her sacraments, because these things are about relationship. They may not have always been presented like that, but they are. You know, I mean, if we receive Jesus in the Eucharist into our bodies, that has to do with relationship. Thomas would not accept the resurrection without physical proof. He is representative of us who maybe sometimes struggle with our faith at times, but we believe that we have the help of the risen Savior, who we will receive today at communion time. The same Lord who appeared to the first disciples gives himself to us today in what some people see only as bread and wine. But for us who have the eyes to see, sometimes very tired, broken down, disillusioned eyes, still we say, "My Lord and my God."